Let's check the papers. Good morning, Tim Roxburgh.
Good morning, Hamish. Well, Mick Fanning is on the front page of many of the papers today. How much more can he take, asks the Sydney Morning Herald, after the surfer went through to the quarterfinals of the Pipeline Masters in Hawaii, despite learning of the death of his brother just prior to competing in the event yesterday. Today was one of the most challenging days of my life, he said, but I knew I could find the strength to take part in the final event of the season because that's what Pete would want. Today, conditions permitting, he'll be competing to win his fourth World Surfing Championship. Crime gangs breed terror is the headline in The Australian. The Australian Crime Commission has warned that organised crime gangs have become a fertile recruiting ground for terrorists. Chief Executive Chris Dawson has told the National Broadsheet that the agency is closely monitoring the movement of people between the two groups. Council amalgamations are on the front page of the Sydney papers. Bulldozed, councils forced into mergers is the headline in the Sydney Morning Herald. The paper says most Sydney councils will be forced to amalgamate, with Premier Mike Baird set to announce a series of forced mergers today that will create 25 councils in Sydney, down from the previous 43. The Daily Telegraph says apartment owners could face an increase in their rates as part of the plan, as the government considers changing the calculation of rates to base it on the value of a property instead of the value of the land that it sits on. Also in New South Wales, Uber is in the headlines again. Uber riders stung to fund taxi compo, says the Herald. As of this morning, ride-sharing services are legal in the state, but passengers will be hit with a $1 levy for each trip to fund a $250 million compensation package for the taxi industry. Judge wraps role of ICE in violence is the headline in The Age. Outspoken Supreme Court Judge Lex Lasry's told the newspaper that ICE has become an almost indispensable feature of ultraviolent crime in Victoria. In handing down a sentence for a case involving a murder and excessive use of ICE, Justice Lasry appeared to question whether the government was doing enough to tackle the problem. He said, "I wonder how strong the will of the executive government really is in this area to inhibit and reduce the trade and consumption of this terrible drug." And finally, in the Adelaide Advertiser, the headline is Massive J-Rise. The paper says the Premier of South Australia, Jay Weatherill, will receive a $60,000 pay rise and MPs will enjoy a $30,000 boost to their pay packet in the new year under a remuneration tribunal ruling. Hamish.